inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
Well, recently on Garden Talk, we talked a little bit about bulb planting, and in this week's edition, we do another bit of bulb planting, this time garlic bulb planting. And with us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Bajarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So where do we find garlic bulbs in town for planting?
Well, unfortunately, the only garlic that's available in town is pretty much California white, which is a soft-neck garlic, not a really well-adapted variety for us. So either you have to order it from various, most seed catalogs have hardneck garlics. Those are ones that are better adapted to our cooler and wetter climates. And there will be available at the Canvas downtown a week from Saturday during the second annual Juno Garden Club Garlic Lovers Potluck. So some of us local growers, Joe Orsi and David Love and I, will be there. We'll do a program on garlic planting, and we will have some garlic for sale at that time. So otherwise people have to order it quickly so they can get it in the ground before the ground freezes.
Okay, so but in case you don't want to wait until then for the primer on garlic bulb planting, what are some of the things that we should do now? As far as digging the holes and maybe fertilizing the bulbs, anything else like that?
Yes. Find the, whether you're in garden boxes or raised beds, drainage is really essential for garlic planting, as all the other bulbs that we've talked about earlier. So good drainage, full sun location, and rich soil. Garlic is a heavy feeder. So we really do. So, for example, I just dug potatoes out of one of my garden boxes I built last spring. And 15 minutes later, I was planting garlic in there after I'd worked the soil over, mixed in. Now, this is a box that was 4 feet by 18 feet long. I mixed into that about 2 pounds of an organic fertilizer blend. And then into that, I took my garlic that I had saved and chose the biggest bulbs, the biggest, best bulbs, broke those apart into cloves, and then planted the biggest of those into a spacing of about 6 inches apart. So that's a good spacing, and we're pushing them into the soil only about 2 inches. So again, these are small bulbs. You know, they would compare, I suppose, in size to something the size of crocus bulbs that likewise are not planted too deep. The other, then I smooth the soil over this whole thing, and after I'm all done, I'm actually putting a thin layer of compost over the top of that. Some years I'll put seaweed over the whole bed, and then really important is covering that whole bed then with clear plastic for the winter, so that they don't drown or rot in the ground from the inches or feet of rain that we get over our next few months before they start to sprout in the springtime.
How about preparations to keep them from sprouting early and breaking through the surface of the soil there early?
Well, that's where timing of planting is important. So we don't want to be planting too early. You know, we harvested our garlic way back in, beginning of August or so. So just like with tulips and daffodil bulbs and other stuff, we want to wait usually October. I've been lucky at least this past week while it's been dry, so I've planted some 650 cloves, but I've got about that many more to go yet it looks like it's going to be wetter conditions. So, but that's where covering them, having that extra bit of compost or seaweed on top helps to keep the soil cooler. I mean, once we plant it, the cool soil, cool moist soil, starts to stimulate the bulbs to sprout roots as we want them to. But what we hope they don't sprout too early. Now, last winter I did have at least one variety was sprouting in December already, which wasn't good, and most of those did not survive the winter and then come back in the springtime. So even, just like we sometimes recommend using spruce boughs or hemlock boughs to cover over our garden beds for the same reason, to keep the soil cool, and because we can usually count on a full thaw, maybe in January or February, and then of course it freezes again. That can be kind of hard on the plants. They think it's springtime, they want to start to grow, and they use energy to grow, and then they may get killed back by the cold, you know, hard cold weather that we may get. So keeping them, we are waiting as long as the ground's not frozen, we can still plant garlic. I've planted into late November some years, so that can still work.
Okay. Ed Bajarski, thank you.
You're welcome, Matt, and let's come on down to the Garlic Lovers Potluck. Should be tasty.
Master Gardener Ed Bajarski with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature here on KTOO Juneau.